Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Many questions being asked about food and prices and where we are. And we always appreciate the opportunity to speak to Professor Sylvain Charlebois, the director of the Agri-Foods Analytics Laboratory and professor at Dalhousie University. You can follow him on Twitter at foodprofessor. Sylvain, thank you very much for coming on the program. I've just heard people say that, yeah, of course, they don't fill up at the grocery store the way they used to because they just can't afford it. So what are the key issues right now, this week? It seems to change, at least it does from what I'm reading and seeing. What are the key issues that Canadians need to focus on, A, as far as food security is concerned, and B, what cost is concerned?
Well, it was a busy week this week, Roy. We heard from Statistics Canada. We got the main numbers, and they weren't pretty. So the food inflation rate in May was at 9.7%, same as in April, but we're expecting June to be higher. So sections of the grocery store where things are really getting tricky for consumers, produce, bakery, frozen foods. But the good news is we learned this week that meat prices are starting to drop. So if you're a meat lover out there, I would revisit the meat counter. It seems as though there are specials. Specials are back just in time for July 1st. But the other thing that happened this week was the United Nations again alerting the world that we're on the verge of a global food security crisis, and the UN, of course, is encouraging nations to focus on trade. Nations need to continue to trade and not hoard food, and unfortunately, this is something that we're seeing more and more because the governments are getting nervous.
So they're hoarding food for their own populations.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So it would happen. It happened this week with the UN, and unfortunately, a lot of countries are actually getting nervous. They're seeing commodity prices go up. There's some scarcity there with the current production cycle, including Ukraine. The Ukraine actually produces enough food to feed 400 million people. We all know there's going to be a deficit this year as a result of the conflict. So countries are and traders are scrambling.
And unfortunately, in Canada, and I'm not saying anything that you haven't commented on, the current government in Ottawa doesn't seem to be particularly enamored with the agri-sector in this country, which is massive and can feed not only Canada and Canadians, I think, but others as well.
Absolutely. I am scratching my head, Roy, because a lot of times we ask Ottawa to do something. They are doing things that are actually hurting consumers, not helping, starting with, obviously, taxes. There's no relief in sight, whereas in the U.S., parts of Europe, including Germany, we're seeing governments reducing the tax burden on consumers to help households, essentially, cope with inflation. We're talking about slapping a fat label on ground meat, and we talked about this last week. The result of that policy would likely to make meat products more expensive in months to come. And also, there's one really dormant issue going on right now that few people are talking about, but it's really affecting our agri-food supply chain across North America. Are these restrictions at the border for truckers? And I know a lot of people have an opinion on truckers right now. I get it, but there are many independent truckers that could actually help. Could contribute to our economy, and right now they can't because they're not vaccinated. I honestly believe that this may have something to do with the fact that transportation costs are much, much higher now. And at the end of the day, who pays for higher transportation costs? Consumers. It's putting a lot of pressure on food prices. A lot of people are pointing fingers at grocers right now with higher earnings and things like that, but the cost to sell food at retail has increased also. If there's greedflation in the industry, I'm not sure it's in retail, but I do believe something is going on with transportation. And these restrictions at the border, I believe, aren't helping at all.
No, I mean, you tweeted about it. I read it earlier today. Unvaccinated Canadians are able to travel freely, but unvaccinated truckers may still not deliver or pick up food and cross the border. I saw one person reply that this rule also applies to American truckers, but you very clearly stated their situation is different to ours.
Absolutely. Stakes are very different. First of all, so I lived in Florida for 5 months this winter working with colleagues there studying supply chains in the United States. Truckers in the United States have options. I mean, they can go to Mexico. It's a huge market, over 340 million people. They have options. Stakes are very different. In Canada, we're reliant on that border much more so than Americans. We're really an afterthought for Americans when it comes to servicing the Canadian market. And that's why I think it's important for Ottawa to think twice about restrictions at the border affecting the flow of agri-food commodities and livestock as well. Because right now, I actually do think it's making things complicated. And if this is about risks, fine. But Nanos reminded us this week that that for a few Canadians, the pandemic is the number one priority. I think it's like 3 or 4% now. A lot of people are thinking about inflation, the job market, and other issues. And so if fear was the focus for Ottawa, well, I don't think it's there anymore.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.